WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. He pleaded guilty to killing five people in a drunk driving crash 3 years ago in Prince George's County, but now police are searching for Kenneth Kelly after he skipped out on his sentencing yesterday. Prosecutors say Kelly was facing decades in prison following the crash in Oxon Hill in 2014. He was supposed to be wearing a GPS monitor, Prince George's state's attorney spokesman John Erzin says.
Earlier this week, he was taken off the GPS monitoring. We were not made aware of that until this afternoon when he did not show up.
Kelly had been released on a $100,000 bond. A Prince George's County Council member pleaded guilty to driving under the influence after two people were injured in a car that was hit by his county vehicle.
Maryland State Police say Prince George's County Council member Mel Franklin crashed a county-owned vehicle into a car at a red light back on November 21st. Police say two people in the car he hit were hurt and taken to a hospital. Franklin has now entered a guilty plea and was fined $645 and sentenced to probation before judgment.
I just want to say I take full responsibility for the accident. And I'm very, very sorry to the victims of the accident.
Franklin has served on the council since 2010 and says that he will begin working to earn his constituents' trust and forgiveness. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The internal investigation into Freddie Gray's death is now complete, but the results are not being made public. Baltimore police asked Montgomery County to do the investigation to avoid any conflicts of interest. Gray died a week after his neck was broken while he was handcuffed and shackled but left otherwise unrestrained in the back of a police transport van. Six officers were charged and three were acquitted before all other charges were dropped. The death sparked a few days of protests and rioting in Baltimore back in April 2015. Companies in 99 countries are dealing with this ransomware attack, believed to be the biggest of its kind ever recorded. The attack looks like it exploits a vulnerability that was supposedly identified for use by the U.S. National Security Agency and then later leaked to the Internet.
Here in the United Kingdom, the National Health Service, which is the public health service, a very centralized data system that it relies on, that has been taken offline in many cases. 260 hospital trusts have been affected. And in many cases, patients have had to have their operations canceled and people have been turned away from emergency departments.
That's correspondent Nina Dos Santos. President Trump is paying a visit to Liberty University down in Lynchburg today, giving the commencement address there.
No one has ever achieved anything significant without a chorus of critics standing on the sidelines explaining why it can't be done. Nothing is easier or more pathetic than being a critic.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. was one of Trump's earliest supporters, shoring up a base of evangelical support. And prior to leaving for Liberty, the president told reporters the process of replacing James Comey as head of the FBI is moving fast. Interviews are starting this weekend.
Among them is Andrew McCabe, who is, of course, right now the acting director. We also see Senator John Cornyn, who is a Texas Republican, Alice Fisher, who is a lawyer, a partner at a law firm here, and Judge Michael Garcia. So this is just sort of the first round of candidates that the president will be meeting with.
That's correspondent Sarah Murray. And while plenty of people have questioned President Trump's mental sanity, there's now a local congressman who's putting those questions into a bill. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin's bill uses a section of the 25th Amendment to establish a board of physicians and psychologists who would evaluate the president's mental fitness to serve. The bill is not likely to see the light of day under Republican control, of course. At 12:04, we headed to the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Neil West has the latest.
Road construction slowing things down on 295. It's going to be slow through Capitol Heights at Minnesota Avenue. An earlier crash, 95 southbound near Lorton Road, has cleared. And in Tacoma Park, that accident, New Hampshire Avenue northbound at Sheridan Street, has also cleared. A new one reported in Ashburn, Ashburn Road at Waxpool Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still seeing a few drizzles out there. Those should taper off as we get into early to mid-afternoon. Getting into the mid-50s for a high today. Tonight, the clouds clear out, getting down to a low in the upper 40s. Your Mother's Day tomorrow looks very nice. Partly cloudy, getting into the mid-70s. Monday, sunny and in the mid-70s. Tuesday, still sunny as we get into the low 80s. Should be hotter after that. Right now, 55 in Dumfries, 52 in Gaithersburg. We're at 56 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250
basis. The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice on how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
Hi, I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom. The statistics say there's a good chance it's going to happen to you. You're in your late 50s, early 60s, and you're so close to retiring, but there's more work to be done before you finally call it quits. But then the unexpected happens, and you're totally caught off guard. You're downsized out of your job. You're offered early retirement. Your health takes a sudden turn for the worse. Or there's a health issue with a spouse or a parent that forces you to quit your job. Whatever the reason, you're forced to retire way, way before you expected, and certainly way before you wanted. The bottom line is, you're ill-prepared, and now you're left scrambling to figure out how to put all the pieces together. According to a research study featured in USA Today, and I found this surprising, even though I've been in this profession for 36 years, 60% of American workers had to retire sooner than they planned. But you know, we didn't have to learn this from USA Today. It happens all the time. Paul, we see this happening. I was really surprised by the number, and I know you had to be too.
Yeah, I mean, so you think about it and you hear stories all the time, but you don't think it's over 50%. But Ron, I started reflecting of conversations that I've had recently or over the last year, and it is quite a few, and people don't think about why and what happens. So I think it'll be fun today to share some of the stories about why this happens, but probably more importantly for all of our listeners, how to avoid some of the reasons why, or guess what? Life does happen, and you've got to counteract that, and what do you do? So we'll talk about some strategies on how to help people react when situation throws you a curveball.
When I can relate to this, as I was preparing for this show, I thought, you know, the 60% really shocks me. But then when I started thinking of the people I was working with, I was like, wow, you know, Enron was a huge shock, right? We dealt a lot with Enron. All of a sudden, people were out of a job, no retirement plan, most of their savings up in the air. And so they didn't expect any of that to happen. Matter of fact, most of them expected to live a worry-free retirement. And that was one where those that had a plan were mentally impacted, but they didn't miss a beat as it related because they had taken enough chips or protected enough assets and really had a detailed budget. And that's really a key, right, is taking enough chips off the table. I'm going to call it, you know, circling the train to protect it, to make sure that that produces the amount of income that you need. So as devastating as Enron was, because it impacted so many people, those that had a plan didn't miss a beat in their financial freedom or their quest for financial freedom.
Yeah. And Ron, one of the things that happens is unexpected job loss. I mean, that's one of the major drivers of why people end up retiring earlier before they anticipate. And so how do you react or what do you do? And it makes me think of a family you and I both know very well. They were all gearing for retirement. Things looked great. They didn't have a care in the world. Said, hey, we work, you know, really another 3 to 5 years, just depending on wants more than anything. And all of a sudden they had a job layoff. And there was nothing they, of course, could do about that. And so they had to go make decisions. What do they do next? Do they go look for another job? And ultimately, they made a decision that they're not going to. But guess what? They had to tighten the belt. They had to say, you know what? We're not going to be able to do as many things we want in retirement because our plan didn't happen the way we wanted to. So they had to shrink their budget a little bit and think about what do they need to do and how do they save a few more nickels and dimes across the entire budget they have to make it more efficient for them.
Here's another example, and this lady's first name is Ruth. She had a very high-level, C-level job with one of the largest companies in the country, and she was responsible. Well, anyway, she didn't need to get into what she did, but I remember she was traveling to a conference in Hawaii, and literally when she landed, she wasn't there. I said, hey, what happened to Ruth? And they said her mother had become very ill, and she had to go home. And I'm thinking, okay, well, she's going to be, you know, I'll see her in a week or I'll see her in 10 days, whenever the crisis with her mother passed. I was just catching up about Ruth last night with Robert, who happens to be in town. And she, her mother, what happened was, is she had a prolonged illness where Ruth was really the primary caregiver. And she actually had to move away. She had to walk away from the job. And what was devastating about this is Ruth was right in her prime for earning and all of a sudden had a real financial hardfall just supporting her mother. And my question was, well, why didn't they just hire somebody? And they didn't, they didn't have enough resources to necessarily do that. Ruth took another job close to her mother, but totally derailed her retirement plan. And that's a good case of where you need to take a look around and say, okay, I've got focus on my stuff, but are there unrelated risks that could blindside me that I'm really not thinking about? And there was having maybe home health care or long-term care that could actually provide benefits would have been invaluable.
Yeah, I think illness and health care and costs related to health care is one of the biggest reasons why, Ron, retirement becomes an issue for people or why they retire early. And I think you give a great illustrative example there. And most times people think about real-life scenarios of somebody getting sick. And I'll share with you a story of a family we both know pretty well that has, you know, a great retirement plan in place. But and had built the plan and spent many time with us and our advisors here working on it. And then guess what happened? Healthcare became an issue in terms of one of them had some health issues and health scare. So what did they decide to do? Redo their entire plan. So they retired early because of an illness. And what did they decide to do? They decided to downsize. So they decided to have less of a home. They decided to travel more because that's what's important for them. And I think it's so neat to see people realize that you don't know what you're going to do when you're in that situation. I mean, you think about you and Jeannie, myself and Courtney. If one of us got materially sick, what would we do? How would we change our lifestyle? And you'd do the things you want to do to help live out the way you want to live out your life with your family. And I think it's a really neat thing that not everyone realizes that when push comes to shove, you're going to make the right decision for your family. This story is such a neat story, Ron. Actually, CNBC covered it for us.
Yes.
And I think it was a great story. So if you want to see more about it, you can go to Wealth from Wisdom and go out to our website and see it. But how, when push comes to shove and people are forcing these early retirements, you have two choices. You can sit and whimper, or you can go make the most out of life. And I love seeing these types of people who go decide to make the most of it.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, Holly was just in the office. So her and her husband are traveling the U.S. in their RV, and I asked her how it was going because she loved what she did here at the Carson Group. She was excellent at what she did, but they're like, you know what? We've got, you know, we don't know, we're not certain about the future, so we're going to take life by the horns and we're going to live it now. And that's true wealth, all that we have that money can't buy and death can't take away. And so there's a happy medium and a balance, but there's also something that can derail this planning, right? What if? And it's YOLO. You know what YOLO is, right? Do you know what YOLO is?
I do. You only live once.
You only live once. So.
I got that one right.
I'd ask my kids a few years ago. So, but the YOLO leads people to expense creep. For example, remodeling a house. It starts off in the kitchen, and then it's a living room, and then it's a bedroom, and then it's a backyard, and then it's a front yard, and then it's a new roof. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, how did we end up here? We see this all the time. Or you start off looking for a house of X, and then it's like 1.1x, and then it's 1.5x, and it's 2, and it's 2.2x, and then it's the taxes associated with that, and the upkeep, or it's a vacation, and you just spend a lot more than you budgeted. And so having some financial discipline is really all. It doesn't matter if you unexpectedly have to retire, but just it's good practice. And by the way, there's so much talk. Yesterday I had hours to speak with a gentleman about what the future could be. And we're talking about escape velocity. We've talked about it here on Wealth from Wisdom. But they're saying within 15 years, we're not going to die of natural causes. It's going to have to be an accident because we'll be able to replicate all of our body parts. That's wild to think about it. But you think of the implications for having to be prepared and really make your money last as long as you do. That would be a challenge, right, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, and then that gets down to having, right, Ron, a disciplined budget. No matter what the numbers are in there, where we see success from people is having a disciplined budget, but it can change. So if it does.
You know, we talk about all this other stuff. One of the biggest, I think, areas that get neglected is having a really effective estate plan and doing estate planning. Because when you and I think about, you think about Courtney, Jeannie, our kids, the stuff that really matters, it's our family. And the most important thing you and I can do for our family is when we pass, we want to make sure our estate is protected and it's prepared to take care of our loved ones. Because if we don't do that, our house, investments, cars, everything, and we see this all the time, tied up in probate in the courts for years, it costs a fortune. Can cost a fortune in legal fees. We've also seen many times because of improper planning with the estate planning documents, double taxing by the government. We've got this amazing piece. It's Estate Planning Simplified. It's short. It's a 10-page report. It's easy to understand. It's easy to read. And it's jam-packed full of great actionable ideas and strategies. And the best news, it's free. So give us a call. Be one of the first callers, and we'll send you this report. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Pick up the phone. This is important. It's important for you and your family. 888-419-8513. 6 out of 10 Americans are forced to retire sooner than they wanted. If you were forced to retire today, would you be ready? Coming up next, we're going to talk about strategies to help you prepare for the unexpected. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Good morning. You're on WMAL. How are you this morning?
Weekdays 5 to 9.
Mary's asking hard questions here this morning.
Mornings on the Mall.
See how I did that?
Wake up with Brian and Mary. Weekdays 5 to 9. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us today on Wealth from Wisdom. We see this scenario play out all the time. A client is downsized out of a job, and they're forced to take an early retirement. Or their health takes a sudden turn for the worst, or there's a health issue with a spouse or a parent that forces them to quit. Matter of fact, according to a recent USA Today poll, it happens 60% of the time. But whatever the reason, you're forced to retire so much sooner than you expected and much sooner than you wanted, and you're confronted with all of these decisions that have to be made. How do I fit the pieces of the puzzle together? How do I make it all work? On top of that, it's stress. It's in the middle of the battle, Paul. And we talk about this all the time, is effective wealth planning is that planning before you're thrown in the middle of it, so you're not making poor short-term emotional decisions, but it's a well-thought-out plan in the calm when you can be rational.
Yeah. So, Ron, I always like to think about what are some things we're excited about. We've had children. We both like to play. We both actually coach sports. So what do we do as coaches? And I help coach my daughter's soccer team. It was at track meets over the last week. And there's all the planning that goes into it, right? How do you prepare? What do you do to get ready for it? And then once you get in the moment, something happens. The wind's blowing, or it's rainy, or a player doesn't show up because they can't make it, and you got to change your entire game plan, but then you got to keep going with it. And your life's game plan is no different than sports. I think about the energy and how excited people to get to plan for sports, for their own or for their kids' activities, or for their grandkids' activities. If you have their own personal plan for their life and where their life and money cross paths, they don't spend hardly any time prepping for that or getting ready for it or making changes when necessary. And I think today we really need to help people when life throws these curveballs, like over 50% of the time when you got to retire before you don't think. What do you do about it and how do you handle it?
Well, and one of the things that everybody should know is I think most people want to know their blood type. Most people want to know where key and important documents are stored, right? Most people know that. But do most people know their, listen to this, their family index number? The family index number. Very few people know their number. It's like, what's the number, the return that I need if things go perfect and if things unexpected happen, like I'm forced to retire 5-10 years before expected, and I don't have the resources I thought I was going to have, or I've got to take a job that pays me less than half of what I was making. You really need to know what your number is. It's so, so important. According to Barron's, the Carson Group is the second-ranked independent advisor in the country. In fact, we're one of a handful of advisors that have been inducted into the Barron's Hall of Fame. We were the very first class. And I don't share with this to impress you, but to impress upon you what we stand for. We're a champion for individual investors. And these investors are, many of you are audience to this show, but we also have someone else listening. And those are financial advisors. We get lots of comments, calls from financial advisors all across the country. And if you're a financial advisor and you're listening to me right now, I've got a message for you. If you've always put your client's interest before your own, no matter what, let's have a conversation about becoming a Carson Group partner. We have 54 locations across the country, and the network is growing every month. Our core values are based on trust, transparency, accountability. We always start with what's in our client's best interest and work backwards from that. If that's how you think, you're a cultural fit for what we do and never willing to compromise on these values. But if you're an advisor that's interested in selling product, making a commission, you're absolutely not a good fit. That's not putting the client's interest first. Learn how we're rewriting the rules of our profession. Become part of our movement. Put the client's interest first. Be totally transparent because our profession hasn't been for so many years. And Paul, I'm really excited. You know, our MTP, our massive transformative purpose to be the most trusted for financial advice, everybody claims it, but you got to get past the sizzle and the sale and really look at the substance of the way people are doing business today.
Yeah. So, Ron, the F word is being thrown a lot. Fiduciary.
Fiduciary.
Yes,
yeah.
Fiduciary.
Everybody
yes.
thought you were going a different direction.
Yeah, just you did, not everybody. Okay. Fiduciary. So the responsibility of putting a client's interests above your own. But, Ron, I think about you, myself, and all the great people here at the Carson Group and many other people, by the way, across the country, too. It's just a fundamental business belief that if you put a client's best interest first, everything else is always going to work out. And it's amazing to me. So, Ron, actually, I was having lunch very recently with somebody that was a referral introduced to me. And he was actually telling me about, hey, Paul, you know, I've been working in business over 20 years. He's an executive with a company here in the area, Ron. And he said, I recently met with an advisor who, when I was talking with him, he kept telling me, well, this product may be good for you or that product may be good for you. But none of his questions were about the person and what he wanted to do in his life and how he would actually help succeed in his life's ambitions and goals, what we call the family index number. And instead it was, as he delved further into it, they were all that firm's products. Mm-hmm. So it's something that necessarily wasn't in that person's best interest. So again, the fiduciary, how are you really working with people that treat you the way you want to be treated?
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's great advisors that are in conflicted models. We call it the dark side or the evil empire. And if you're one of those advisors and you really are fed up with what you're being asked to do to your client, give Lisa Sinowicki, she's here at the Carson Group, a call. We're looking for a few good partners. Give her a call at 402-810-9681. That's 402-810-9681. It's Lisa Sinowicki. And we would love to talk to you about, you know, really being part of something special, part of a movement, part of really sticking up for the client and pushing back all the conflicts and the ways that Wall Street continues to extract money from our clients.
Yeah, and part of pushing back, Ron, it's our job to tell clients or prospective clients that they're making an irrational decision. And we're seeing this more and more now, and that's why we call it a family index number. So what happens? Most of you across the country do normal asset allocation. You put some money in this, you put some money in that, and you put it all over the place. And that's okay. You're diversifying. You're trying to look at different asset classes. But when you do that, what's been outperforming all of them? The general market over the last several years. So, and many people of you call the S&P 500 the general market. So now what's happening, Ron, and this scares me, by the way, and we have to be very blunt with people. You can't do that, because what's happening right now is people who don't have a family index number are seeing the returns of the general market versus protecting themselves from a risk, and they're starting to move slowly because they're either doing it on their own or they're telling their advisor they want to do this, and their advisor is listening to them and not telling them what's in their best interest, and they're starting to move into more risk-based things, which is going to destroy their retirement when something doesn't go the way they want it to there.
We've seen this a lot, taking on a lot more risk than people should be taking on or comfortable with. You and I saw a stat this morning from our chief market strategist, and he said that year to date in 2016, we had had 17 days where the market was fluctuated by 1%. This year, we've had one. So one versus 17. The VIX is at an all-time low. That's a measurement of fear in the market. Now, when things are calm, is the exact time you need to be evaluating what your risk level is. Matter of fact, the easiest way to prepare for sudden change is to practice. Practice. Estimate the income you would have coming if something happened today. Let's just pretend today you lose your job. Try living on that amount. Just for a month. And if you can't, then there needs to be some adjustments that have got to be made. You know, this survey we talked about, we referenced just a moment ago, 1,002 retirees were surveyed. 29% said the timing of their retirement was somewhat unexpected, while 31% said it was very unexpected. You add 29, 31 together, you get 60%. That's just a really, really big number. You don't want to be blindsided by having sudden retirement. It can be awful scary. Paul, like when we're saying earlier on the show me someone who is complacent. You know, show me someone who's saving money for retirement, but they don't have any sort of integrated game plan. They've not been proactive at all. And I'll show you someone who's going to have not a happy outcome. They're probably going to fail with their plan. What we have that will help your money go further is a five-step retirement master plan. We tackle the five most critical components that will have the biggest impact on your retirement. And optimizing Social Security, that's a biggie. I mean, $10 billion are left just because people are not optimizing what's rightfully your benefit. Also, generating income. And a lot of people have a mindset, how do I get income, especially in these really low-yield environments? Not only is it's not hard to do, but the way you traditionally think of income, you'd rather have capital gains for income.
Then how to avoid the retirement tax trap. You can get taxed a lot more if you're not careful. Also, protecting yourself from skyrocketing healthcare costs. And most importantly, managing your downside risk. If you take care of the downside, the upside will take care of itself. There's no cost, and you're going to learn a lot, and it could change everything. It could make the difference between having a great retirement and not being able to retire at all. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. You can call and schedule an initial analysis. It won't cost you anything. That's 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. How could you best prepare for the unexpected in retirement? I'll reveal the answer next on Wealth from Wisdom. I'm Ron Carson with co-host Paul West.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Two 19-year-olds are under arrest, suspected of hanging a noose outside a middle school in Anne Arundel County earlier this week. Connor Prout and John Haverman were both recognized by a number of people who watched surveillance tape, according to the police. A teacher found the noose hanging from a light fixture at Crofton Middle School. They face charges of trespassing, disturbing school operations, and disorderly conduct. However, the district court commissioner says they will not face hate crime charges. And this weekend marks the culmination of Police Week, when more names are added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in downtown D.C. It's extra special, though, for the U.S. Park Police, which is tasked with patrolling the memorial along with most of the famous sites around the National Mall. Chief Rob McClain's hosting a reception today for family members of the 13 Park Police officers killed in the line of duty in the department's history.
It's very personal to me. Once you meet these surviving family members, even the ones that I didn't know personally, become part of my personal family and part of the U.S. Park Police family.
Following the reception, they'll all head to the candlelight vigil on the National Mall, honoring the 143 line of duty deaths in 2016. 12:32, now we get the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Neil West.
Road construction slowing things down on 295. It's going to be slow through Capitol Heights at Minnesota Avenue. An earlier crash, 95 southbound near Lorton Road, has cleared. And in Tacoma Park, that accident, New Hampshire Avenue northbound at Sheridan Street, has also cleared. A new one reported in Ashburn, Ashburn Road at Waxpool Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The drizzle should taper off this afternoon as we get into the mid-50s for a high. Clouds clear out tonight down to the upper 40s. Your Mother's Day tomorrow looks pretty nice. Partly cloudy up to the mid-70s. We're at 56 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us today on Wealth from Wisdom. According to a recent research study featured in USA Today, 60%, you heard me right, 60% of Americans are forced to retire well before they expected. They either downsize out of a job, their health takes a sudden turn for the worse, a loved one has a health failure, and they're forced to quit their job to care for them. If you were confronted with this today, are you prepared to put the pieces of the puzzle together? We're going to continue talking about real-life cases, but more importantly, we're going to give you some things to think about. One we just talked about, Paul, which I love, is doing the practice. I mean, doing a dry run, saying, if it ended today, where would I be? And trying to live off whatever that number is, just see what that lifestyle is. You may surprise yourself and say, I can live on a lot less than I thought, but I think it's a healthy exercise to go through.
Yeah, I definitely agree, Ron. I mean, and even if it's just 1 month, it's good for you to experiment. I think what it's going to do is reset a lot of your priorities in your life, too. Do I really need X or Y, or do I want that to happen? So, maybe Ron, I mean, what are some of the important things that we want our audience to know today that their financial advisors and professionals should really be talking to them about?
Well, one, I mean, the very basics is, when do you want to retire? I mean, and by the way, I mean, it may not be, you may not be able to retire when you want, but it's at least, you know, start with what's the future look like. I always believe in going to the end and working backwards from that.
Yeah, right. And by the way, not everyone says as soon as possible. Some people want to work for quite a while.
They do.
But we got to know that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's a great point, Paul. I have clients that never, ever quit because they're loving what they're doing. But that's really important to know. And so short of them being forced out, downsized, having a health issue, having to take so all the things we've been talking about on today's show, they're going to probably continue. And that's critical to say. And you got to handicap it a little bit. But that's where that dry run is so important, is what if? What if at different periods? And that's where we're good at running, or whoever you're working with, go in and run scenarios so you can immediately see in a pictorial view what things would look like. The other is, what kind of accounts are you invested in? This is really important. I mean, if tax has been paid, when we pull income out, is it going to be ordinary income tax? Is it going to be long-term capital gains tax treatment? Do you have any trusts? And there's restrictions on how much you can take out, or the rules of when you can actually take that money out. Market volatility. And this is one I can't impress upon people enough. I think people have become so complacent. And we're running into basically an 8-year bull market. We've had a nice run here in the markets. And people are taking and stretching and taking a heck of a lot more risk than they should be taking. And now, if it's appropriate, if it's the appropriate level, just because the market goes down doesn't make it inappropriate. Just because the market goes up doesn't make it appropriate. So it has to be appropriate for you regardless of what the market environment is.
Yeah. So Ron, I was telling you a story during the break about, it's a little bit like driving somewhere and you're on the speed limit, right? So right now, because we haven't had a market downturn, people are willing to exceed their normal speed limit of how much risk they're willing to take. And so they're going above that. And how careful do you need to be? Because if retirement comes up and you are going too fast, are you going to skid off the road, and it's going to take you a long time to get back on the road? And how scary, how willing are you? I mean, I think we all have that personal threshold of okay, when am I going to get pulled over? But the risks are a lot greater in retirement, and how fast you go above your own personal speed.
Well, and we were just talking about this the other day. How fast can you go before you have to worry about getting a ticket? And my daughter, Maddie, was saying, well, I'm in the 4 mile club. I think I can go 4 miles over. And I'm like, well, I'm in the 9 mile. I mean, I always put it 9 miles over. And I'm comfortable with that level of risk. But to put this in, to make a fair comparison, we see people that think that their portfolio is going 60 miles an hour and they're going 150 miles an hour,
yeah.
Right? I mean, like if they were in the car experiencing that real time, they would be very, very uncomfortable and they would panic, but they don't know it because we haven't had any sort of real market event. Another thing that you need to take an inventory on is your health. You know, it's like you can say, I'm going to work forever. Do you have a family history of anything? How are you feeling? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you getting regular checkups to see exactly how you're doing? What are your plans if your partner dies? This is a biggie because all of a sudden it could be an income source. It could be that you've already, those assets are already going to go. They're going to move out of trust. Maybe they're going to go directly to the children. Maybe they're going into trust for your benefit. But what that scenario that we talked about earlier, pretending that you lose your job, also pretending if you're married that your spouse passes on, or you have to bring somebody in. In my case, I mean, my wife does everything for me. To replace Jeannie and all the things she does in the household would be expensive.
Ron, I can't tell you, and for our listeners today, this is a bigger deal than most people take the time to think about. And nothing like the fear we got in a phone call several weeks ago from a spouse who said, I can't sleep anymore. I'm scared out of my mind. I said, why? She said, well, our retirement plan is great right now, but it's all based on my spouse's income. And when my spouse goes away, if they're not here tomorrow, that income stops and I don't have another way to replace it. And I'm scared. What do I do? I've never had to spend money before. They've been savers their whole lives, Ron. So now the thought of spending money out of their account is scary for people. So you have to help make sure she and the others could see a game plan.
By the way, have you thought about that? I mean, you're in the accumulation phase. I'm in the accumulation phase. And a lot of times I don't mentally get how people have a hard time thinking about withdrawing money until I think about it being me. I remember my first little surgery I had. The doctor said it's minor surgery, and he says it's not minor when it's you. I go, yeah, I could relate to that. It was going to be the first time ever I was going to be put under. It scared me.
Yeah.
Made me nervous. So I can relate. I mean, when I wear their shoes, it's like, okay, I understand why, because I've never thought about taking it out. I've just been accumulating because I had another income source. It didn't have to be what I actually saved. You talk about, I got a quick story. I was turkey hunting yesterday up north, and I was looking forward to a relaxing day. I've been traveling for the last couple of weeks, and I just get up there. I'm getting ready to walk out in the field, and I get my phone rings. You talk about disturbing news. My dad's on the other line. My dad's 78 years old. And he goes, Ronnie? I said, yeah. He says, I've got some very bad and disturbing news. And I literally stopped my truck to prepare for it. And, I mean, well, he said, my house fell out of escrow on Friday. And I wanted to strangle him, right?
I bet.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought he was going to tell me someone just had died. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you get the calls in the middle of the night and things happen. In that case, thank goodness. But immediately, when you start getting that, a lot of things rush through your mind. We're talking about doing a dry run before you get that call of true bad and disturbing news, whether it's a job, whether it's the loss of a partner, whether it's you've got a health ailment that's going to keep you or you're not going to live as long as you thought, and you've got a partner that's depending upon that income. Those are all real issues.
So, Ron, I mean, no one likes to go to a funeral, and I was at one recently. I can't tell you that everything you think about, and I will tell you, because Courtney was there with me at the funeral, you go and start talking further about those things. But unfortunately, it takes a life event to happen before you, a lot of times people have those conversations, and you need to start them much earlier, because one of the biggest things that happens is what if something happens to your partner? This is one of the biggest impacts.
Well, I agree. I mean, Paul, you and I talk about the most significant issues surrounding our listeners' money, like retirement. And like how start taking a paycheck from your investments is a big deal. It's a big emotional deal. But nothing will ever come of it unless you do something about it, unless you take some action. you could choose one of our local advisors to be your guide, or you could choose somebody else. We just want you to choose somebody. But the most important thing you do is to do something. Take some action. Let us show you and prove to you how we can make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement in our five-step retirement master plan. This plan tackles all the key components of a comprehensive game plan. It includes Social Security, taxes, generating income, that's a biggie, IRAs, 401ks, risk, healthcare, longevity, diversifications. There's just a lot to making the complex simple. There's a lot of pieces there, and we are great at making the complex simple. And this will not cost you anything. You've got nothing to lose. Call to schedule an analysis right now at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. If you were forced to quit your job tomorrow, would you be prepared? Coming up next, more strategies that help you prepare for the unexpected.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer in 63017. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Yeah, absolutely. It's free of charge.
Do you do wiper installations too?
Yes, that is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And now get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase over $100. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone. Anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself?
You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and thanks for joining us today on Wealth from Wisdom. You plan on retiring in the next few years, but you know there's more work to be done before you can finally call it quits. And as we've been talking about on today's show, you could always get that dreaded phone call. Maybe your job's been eliminated. Maybe you get some serious news about a health issue. Maybe your spouse, a parent, a child has a health issue and you've got to quit your job and care for them. According to a research study featured in USA Today, that's what happens to 60% of American workers. If this were to happen to you today, this moment, this situation, would you be prepared? Could you put the pieces of the puzzle together? Paul, we talked about going through a dry run. I love the idea. We were running through on the last segment really the kind of questions and things you're going to need to share with your advisor. We covered what do you do, or when do you want to retire? What kind of accounts are you invested in? How exposed are you to market volatility? How's your health? What if your plans, what happens to your plans if your partner dies? Then the next three is your Social Security strategy. We've covered that a lot, but it's one of those I don't think we can hit on enough. $10 billion a year go unclaimed because people are not optimizing Social Security. And it's one of our most popular workshops that we actually do with our partners around the country through the Carson Group.
Yeah. And so as I look at the optimization of it, Ron, it's one of those areas where it's seen as one of the primary or secondary income sources for everyone. Why wouldn't you want to maximize it at every point in time? It's amazing to me that people want to leave dollars on the table. And it's a little bit, for me, like watching people who are gambling and just throw their chips away because they don't put a monetary value with it. They just don't think about it. And Social Security, you need to be thinking about how that impacts your income. And I think for a lot of our families and people we talk to around the country, you need to have multiple income sources, Ron. And, I mean, not everyone's fortunate enough to have that. But some people, it's through a pension. Some people, through a Social Security. But most people, it's through your investment accounts that you've built up. And you got to figure out, how do I now start spending money? Or what I like to call is realize that I'm getting a paycheck now out of what I've spent so long building. And how do I make that last forever?
It's different. We talked about the emotional challenges of that. But it's reality that you're going to need to. You're going to need to do it. You're going to need to start pulling from it. One of the things, too, I think we should always mention it, is Social Security. If you've made an option or a selection in the last 12 months, you can undo it as though you never did it. And you can, and it's undoable for the first 12 months. After 12 months, you can't make a change. So if you've selected Social Security in the last 12 months, you're not sure, give us a call. We would love to let you know, did you really optimize your benefits? And that's 888-419-8513, 888-419-8513. The last two, Paul, one is how much will you spend? You know, that's fairly straightforward formula based on your life today and the life you want. Really, we talked about two family index numbers. And the last one is, how's your car doing? This is one I think is so relatable to so many people, because we love having a new car. And sometimes, I mean, we're going through it and they're like, well, I want to buy a new car. And not just a new car. I want to buy a $100,000 new car. And the car I have has 200,000 miles on it. And sometimes, I know the car thing, especially when it relates to retirement, people tend to say, I want to really have a nice new car. By the way, I'm not a fan of, I mean, I drive my vehicles pretty much till the wheels come off. I had a car that had 338,000 miles on it. That's a lot of miles, by the way. But I'm not the norm. But car is a big one. You need to be budgeting and you need to put so much money away. All of these decisions need to be made now in the calm of the environment.
Yeah. And Ron, I love to watch people's faces as they're planning for retirement and they say, I want X car, and whatever it is, it's an SUV or it's a Cadillac or whatever the make, model, brand is. That's indifferent. It's their faces, how excited. But what they also don't think about is their next one after that, because they're on a monthly budget. And all of a sudden, they're not paying monthly, and all of a sudden, if they need to in the future, they don't know how to account for it. So I know not everyone thinks about it, or, oh, I'm not going to worry about it, but it does become an issue later in life if you don't drive it forever, and you don't know how long you're going to drive anymore. I mean, I was going down the road the other day, and this person pulled up to me, and I swear they had to be 98, and they were driving faster than I were, and they were driving really well. So
yeah.
You could be driving for a long time.
Well, Maddie and I just did the Havasup High hike in the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, if you've not done it, I've done the rim to rim, and by the way, all the hiking I've done in the world, the Grand Canyon is the most special place in the world. Talk about active. There's a 96-year-old that did the hike. 96. I wasn't with him. This was 2 weeks earlier. And then helicoptered out. I'm like, oh, because I couldn't make it out. They go, no, because he was going over to do the rim to rim, which is even a bigger hike. And I guess he was a rock star. So you got to plan for long. We talked about longevity on last week's show. You really need to be thinking about the fact that you can live a long time now. And then we're talking about within 15 years, breakaway velocity. What's that mean? You're not going to die of natural causes. You need to be thinking about, how am I going to make my money last? And what are the things I can get rid of if I really need to reduce the payload? Here are five things you can do to build a new plan of action. One is put together a retirement income plan. What's it going to look like in the future? Do a dry run today. Two, evaluate, reevaluate, and then do it again. Think about needs versus wants. Is it a need? Is it a want? And by the way, I'm all for listing all the wants that you want, but let's also be really cognizant of what the minimum is we can live on. Explore alternative money-making options. What else can you do? Avoid knee-jerk reactions. Don't be emotional.
And Ron, that one's huge.
That is big.
That is so big.
Investor behavior is what drives returns, right? And then distinguish between temporary and permanent choices. There really, truly is a difference between the two. And that's an action plan that'll help you enjoy a much better, and be prepared if the unexpected happens. You know, on this show, we talk about the most important factors that impact your investments and ultimately you, the individual, your psyche, your emotion. And believe it or not, it really doesn't matter whether you've saved $250,000 or $25 million. Your Social Security benefits will be the foundation of your retirement plan. But there's one big problem. We see it all the time, Paul. Claiming benefits is complicated. It's confusing. It's riddled with all kinds of potential trapdoors. And if you make one mistake, it could cost you thousands of dollars in a lifetime of benefits and maybe much more. Learn how to get every nickel out of your benefit with a customized Social Security analysis. It won't cost a dime. This is 100% free. This is something the Carson Group puts out. We put a lot of time and effort into really educating the public. In this analysis, we're going to show you precisely when to claim your benefits to get everything that's rightfully yours, how you could pay fewer taxes on those benefits, and how you could be eligible for many additional benefits that put thousands of dollars in your pocket every year. Give us a call for this initial analysis. Schedule a time at 888-419-8513. Don't leave thousands of dollars sitting on the table. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Expect the unexpected, manage the downside, manage your emotions. The market will do whatever it needs to do to prove the largest number of people wrong at any given moment, which causes you to make poor short-term decisions, no different than having an unexpected separation in your retirement. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you've been listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement, right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC.
an SEC-registered investment advisor.
85%. According to the IRS, when you claim your Social Security benefits, you could get taxed on as much as 85% of your benefits. The money you were counting on to help fund your retirement could be a fraction of what you thought it was going to be. But there are ways you could dramatically reduce this huge tax bill and keep this money for yourself. Learn how in a Social Security report from Carson Wealth. There's no cost, so you've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your report now at 888-423-1954. Don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. Call 888-423-1954. 888-423-1954. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.